Monday, February 4th, 2019. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City right here in Denver, Colorado. You know, we get together every single weekday, and we discuss the world of sports with a dose of common sense. Happy Monday to you! And yes, it is official. Football season is now already over, and I already miss it. The Super Bowl is complete. I hope that your Super Bowl party went well yesterday. I hope that no one had to ask you to leave early, that you just left early for the same reason that most people do, because you didn't want to get stuck helping clean up all of the mess. Of course, it is now, today, Monday, National Football Hangover Day, and hey, I hope it is just a myth for you. I hope you aren't actually nursing a real hangover today, because if you are, I'm telling you, your Monday might be a little bit longer than usual. Hey, if you'd like to contact the show, let us know what you drank yesterday and possibly what you're throwing up today. We would love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com, or go find us over on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. And maybe you're not nursing a hangover. Maybe you're feeling fine today. Maybe you showed a little bit of self-control over the weekend. Well, good for you. But we'd still like to hear from you. Reach out to us. Maybe you've got a question. Maybe you've got a comment. Maybe you have a suggestion for us here. Send it in. We will always take the time to get you an answer, and we just might end up using it on the show. Also, be sure you stop by tpublic.com. Search Daily Dose. Scroll down until you see our logo, and there you will find a number of Daily Dose items for you to order. We've got Daily Dose t-shirts. We've got Daily Dose hoodies, sweatshirts, coffee mugs, notebooks, a number of Daily Dose items over there. We've already had a few Daily Dose listeners order things over there, say they are very happy with them, they ship them to you quickly, and that it is quality merchandise. So make sure that you stop by tpublic.com and get your Daily Dose gear sent to you immediately. Hey, today on the show, we are going to be recapping that Super Bowl 53 game, and we're going to do it in a little bit of a different way. Hey, we will also try to get to a couple of the bigger stories that came out this weekend. We have something different for you today on this Monday, and we are going to jump into it right now. Hey, we did this last year. We gave this a shot last year. We're going to do it this year, and we're going to do it a little bit different. Today, following the Super Bowl, I am joined not by just one guest. We have Larry joining us from Centeno, who was here just here last week. Larry is here again to discuss the Super Bowl with us. Larry, welcome. Thank you for being here at the Super Bowl with us.
Present.
Larry is present, but we're also going to bring in another guest because Mike from Castle Rock, who I don't think is even in Castle Rock anymore, is also on the other mic, and we are going to do a bit of a Super Bowl round table, if you will. Mike, thanks for joining us here as well.
Yeah, not happy.
You're not happy about the game?
No.
Well, let's discuss this game.
He's a man of few words.
He is a man of few words. The game just ended. Like, it just finished. We've got still people milling about, wreaking havoc throughout the area here. The New England Patriots beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3 in Super Bowl 53 in, should we just say it, one of the most boring Super Bowls in recent memory. So, not a fun Super Bowl to watch, was it?
Well, no, it wasn't. But and if you are a fan of defense, I guess this is, you know, is the game, right? Everybody says defense wins championships. Okay, well, whatever. But, you know, we were promised a lot of offensive genius, a lot of this and that, and it didn't happen. 3-0 at halftime? Come on, man.
Can you be more polar opposite of last year's Super Bowl?
No.
Oh, yeah. We just had the shootout last year with the Eagles and the Patriots and just up and down over 1,100 combined yards. Today, I mean, you want to talk about just an ugly game. No offense. Brady throws for 262 yards, and I got news for you. He was the better of the two. Jared Goff throws for 229 yards. He had a six-yard average, had an interception. Just not a very entertaining Super Bowl. What's interesting is for all the offense we've seen all year, and the Patrick Mahomes and the Jared Goff, and we saw the shootout between the Rams and the Chiefs. Yeah. We've seen the Patriots go out and put up numbers so far in the playoffs. We didn't see any of that
We didn't see any of that, and even, you know, from Tom Brady standards, where he picks apart defenses, you know, at will when he wants to, didn't happen tonight. I mean, nothing happened. So you want to say it was great defense, but even, you know, you watch the defenses, it wasn't great on the defensive side of the ball. It, you know, ultimately, I guess it was, but it was not a Super Bowl that we were expecting or you know, anticipating. So
yeah, I think if I remember right, going into it, at least for the regular season, we had the number 2 and number 4 highest scoring offenses in the league.
Yeah.
And everybody throughout the years talking about this is the new NFL. If everybody remembers that Rams Chiefs Monday night game that was just insane. I mean, you score, what, 50 points and lose?
Yeah.
It looked like the two offenses were scared to play offense.
Well, you wonder if there was a lot of playing not to lose in this game.
It certainly looked like it. And, hey, there's Ed. Ed just walked by.
I knew Ed. A lot of people walking by. I knew him from way back.
I knew Ed from way back. And Ed and I mean, we've... hey, man, there's some crazy days, buddy. What I mean?
The Rams were robbed.
The Rams were robbed. We are getting from the peanut gallery right now.
Right.
Did the officials have a good game in this game? I know we heard a lot of talk about the officials going into the game. NFC Championship, obviously the no call. I don't know if the officials had any
couple calls, I guess, here and there. But that's – yeah. But.
Overall, it was – nothing stood out. You're not going to have anything stand out like in the NFC Championship game for hopefully quite a while. That was
right.
Unbelievable what happened there. But nothing that you could really say determine the outcome of the game.
No, the players on the field, I think, determined the game today. Yeah, it wasn't the officials.
When you say nothing stood out, what are you even going to remember about this Super Bowl? Is there anything that you even take from this Super Bowl?
I don't think so. I mean, honestly, there was nothing that – no.
There wasn't even a commercial that you thought, hey – I remember. I don't honestly remember anything.
This actually may go down in history as the worst Super Bowl
in quite a while, at least. Yeah, there were some duds. There were some duds before free agency and the NFC dominated.
So let's come up with uglier Super Bowls than this one. There, I know we have some. If you're going Super Bowl era forward, Broncos Niners. Hideously ugly.
The blowouts are always.
But at least there were some offense. At least there was some scoring.
And for the home team, you loved it, you know.
Right.
This one, I'm not sure who loved it.
I know it gets a ton of credit. I know it gets, like, talked about as being one of the best Super Bowls ever. But Jets-Colts in Super Bowl III was about like this.
Yeah.
It was hideously ugly. And I know Namath made the promise, and we got the big win and the whole thing with the AFL beating the NFL. But that is a horribly boring Super Bowl if you go back and watch it. There are some ugly Super Bowls out there.
Well, you know, even the Bronco Carolina was a low-scoring Super Bowl.
Very low-scoring. It just was more entertaining.
It was entertaining.
Yeah, big plays. I don't know if I can come up with a big play from this game.
The only thing that you could say about it is that it wasn't not in doubt until the very end.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
Three and a half quarters, it was still either team's
game. One play could have made the difference.
When the Patriots went up by 10, you knew that was it.
I think
that was at the very end of the game. So it was still in doubt, but it was...
Honestly, the biggest play of the game was probably Gostkowski's missed field goal that would have put it up 6-0.
Yeah, because felt like that would have blown it open.
Well, yeah, and you guys think I'm funny, but
it's
totally
absolutely
agree.
True.
Yeah.
Hey, it's 6-0 at this rate. If he hits that, 6-3 wins it.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
What was it, midway through the third quarter where the first team actually hiked the ball inside the red zone for the first time in the entire game?
Yes.
Yeah. And it was in the third quarter, I think, before the Rams crossed the 50.
And hey, listen, I'm not a big got to put up 40 points to make it a big, you know, a fun game or anything. But
again, can we come up with just a big play?
Well, again,
the biggest play of the game was probably that little lob to Gronkowski.
Right, to get down to the 1 yard line, right?
Yes, I don't know.
And I honestly don't think it was great defense. I didn't see great defense. I saw some good pass, passes defended, but it wasn't like the defenses were like really outstanding. Keeping the offenses stuck.
The Rams on paper have a very good defense, and they played a pretty good game holding Tom Brady in check, especially considered what he did in the Super Bowl last year.
He missed passes, though.
Right?
He missed.
But the thing about the Patriots, it's not that they're a dominating defense. It's just that they have a knack of doing very well against young quarterbacks.
True.
They're not a dominating defense.
Correct.
This wasn't a Ravens, Giants, heavy, number one defense against number two defense type of game. It was good defense. A scheme and just
bad offense.
A lot of offense. It's just
a lot of bad
offense. Which, it's hard to kind of understand, given the protection the offense has. And,
All the rules are tilted in their favor, for sure. Ooh, over-under on this game was 56 points on the total score. Hope you bet the under.
Well, I would have.
Larry last week on the show predicted 17-10 favor of the Rams, but that low scoring, we thought you were crazy when you called that low scoring. It ended up not being that much of a shootout.
We
would have killed for 17-10. Do you know how thrilling that would have been?
17-10 would have been like, explosions.
That would have been amazing. I wish we would have got something that big.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen the statistics yet, but it's got to be, if not the lowest, one of the top two, maybe three lowest scoring Super Bowls
modern day.
Ever.
Did we find out who the MVP was?
I'm guessing
SpongeBob?
That it's Sony Michel or Julian Edelman, but I don't know that. They may just... I could see them giving just kind of a lifetime achievement to Tom Brady and just saying it's his.
Or Edelman. He had 112 catches or something crazy like that.
Or the spider cam.
For 14 yards.
40 yards,
Spider cam operator. I mean, he did total a good
yardage,
job tonight.
Total yardage. Patriots had 407 yards. I would have never guessed it was that high. The Rams ended up with 260 yards. You know, the averages for both teams obviously were pretty low. Wow, the Rams had 9 penalties for 65 yards. That doesn't help, and they both turned it over once. Not a whole lot there. Nothing really time of possession-wise. The biggest difference to me was, at times, the New England Patriots were capable of consistently getting a run game when they needed to, more than the Rams. And going into the game, we're looking at CJ. We're looking at Todd Gurley, and we're saying, hey, if the Rams can establish the run and they can run the ball, it was the Patriots that ran the ball more effectively when they really needed to.
Well, look at the opening drive. They ran 5 or 6 times in a row, ran it right down to the 40, 30-yard line, something like that.
Before Brady throws an interception
on
the opening drive.
Brady hesitates and halfway pulls back and throws an interception. But they were driving right down the field by running the ball.
Yeah. Give the Rams credit. I mean, they stiffened when they needed to. But there were always open Patriot receivers. There was always somebody to go to. There was either the running play or the open receiver that bailed them out.
Yeah.
So 13 points isn't a lot of points, to be scored against. But they gave up the plays, and for that that was the downfall of what was supposed to be the most dominating defense.
Sure.
Of the world, right? Wade
Phillips.
Phillips.
Ton of talent.
All-star team. You won't find another
defense that's got this kind of talent on it. You just won't find it.
That's the problem. Was that a one-shot deal? They can't hold that salary for that long. No. I mean, that was really built for the short term. But if you would have told anybody that you're holding the Patriots to 13 points.
Oh, you're going
to
win this game.
You're going to win this game.
Which goes back to Sean McVay and what was supposedly the genius that he is. They had no answer.
And the offense
defense that lost their best player for that broken arm.
Chunk.
Yeah, because he goes out of the game early third quarter maybe, and they lose him. Didn't matter. For the day. This is going to be a little disturbing. New England Patriots rushed the ball for 154 yards. The Rams pile up 62.
Kills you. I don't know what to say. I mean, the Rams offense, and it all goes to the head coach, who is the offensive coordinator and genius.
He was the genius.
They didn't show up today.
Well, and you know,
they didn't have a scheme. They didn't have anything.
Well, how, throughout the year, how creative were they in the regular season?
Oh, yeah.
Very.
You saw it constantly.
You saw the gambling, the going for it on fourth downs, the trick plays. I don't remember a single play like that during this game at all.
Not at all.
I don't know if it was intimidation by going up against Belichick. I don't know. Belichick has a reputation of never letting a young quarterback beat him. Right. Well, beat Patrick Mahomes twice this year.
Right. The one thing that we did see in this game, and I'm not going to say that the defense was great, but if you watch Jared Goff, he consistently had pressure in his face, and it didn't look like he had anywhere to go with the football.
He didn't
have anywhere to throw it.
No.
So Belichick was taking things away, and maybe he was only having to take them away for a short amount of time because he knew his pressure was getting some things in his face. He'd have to get rid of it. But I think Belichick said, hey, we play for seconds very effectively, and that's going to be enough because he isn't good enough and he's not experienced enough to check down the things that are actually going to hurt us.
I totally agree. I think, you know, it could be a young quarterback syndrome. Well,
and that's
the thing.
What, third year now? Yeah. And
maybe
have enough experience.
Maybe. But he did make some throws. He was off. He's just like Brady. I mean, they kind of looked the same.
Neither quarterback was above average today?
Absolutely.
No, but nobody shined.
No, nobody shined. And so, again, I kind of, you know, I think, I don't know. We'll find out what, you know, everybody thinks about and writes about, whatever. But I think they'll give McVay a pass because he's young.
Right.
But, you know, again, he's the head coach of a football team, and he let the team down today. 3 points for somebody who is concentrating on offense, and that's it. Let, you know, Wade Phillips do the defense, which right. Wade Phillips did. He
held up his end.
Phillips held up his end. I mean, think about it. Who's the last defensive coordinator to beat the Patriots in the AFC Championship game?
Right, Phillips again.
That was Wade Phillips with the Broncos.
And he did everything you could ask him to today. Yeah. If you just said we hold them to 13 points?
Let's find out what the fallout is, but it surely should be on McVay's shoulders.
Meanwhile, the New England Patriots now win, what, their sixth Super Bowl in the last 18 years?
Yeah.
I believe. That's Brady's sixth. Here's a question for you both. Take your time. Think about it. Why do we hate the New England Patriots so much? Because we're just here at this party, but it's just a microcosm. Everyone today in the nation, aside from people up in Massachusetts and a few bandwagoners, everybody is cheering against the Patriots. Why do we hate the Patriots so much?
I know why I hate them.
Okay.
Okay. So they were bad forever.
Yeah.
Right? And,
for sure.
And I think it's kind of, there's a parallel here between the Patriots and the Broncos. We were bad for a very long time. We lost a number of Super Bowls. Then we won a couple. And then we won another one. I don't hear the arrogance in our state that I hear from Massachusetts when I hear about how horrible they were. I mean, you got to remember, guys, it wasn't that long ago that they were bad.
Right.
Really bad.
Right.
And now they're good and have been great for a while. And that's all you hear about.
Right.
Like, it doesn't feel like they remember where they came from. And that's why I hate them.
Sure.
Like, have a little smidgen of humility.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a time when it's not going to be good. And, you know, you're going to have to deal with it.
Right. It's going to end.
Yes. And, for sure. And maybe that's part of just being successful for so long. And, you know, they'll at some point understand that. But that's why I hate them.
Okay. I'm with that. Mike, what do you got?
You know, there could be a number of things. The city of Boston or the region of Boston, think about it. Every sport.
Yeah.
The Red Sox.
You got the Red Sox. You got the Celtics. Even the Bruins.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's you do get different vibes from when certain teams do well for stretches of time. You know, class is a term that comes into mind.
Right.
A lot of fan bases and teams carry themselves a little bit more class than maybe what we're used to.
Sure.
And it may be a back east thing, and you know that's fine, whatever. And how can you argue?
Right.
With their success.
Yeah, they've had a ton of it.
But they're, you know, maybe a lack of class. I don't know.
You can't argue with their success.
You absolutely cannot. And, you know, if the Broncos were on this kind of a stretch, I'd probably be a little bit more of a cocky fan, but maybe not quite to the extent of what they're talking about. Maybe people just want to see something different. I mean, my God, they've been in the last three Super Bowls, two out of the last three. Probably goes back further than that. I mean, think in the last, 15 Super Bowls, Brady's been...
Yeah, I think they've been to 8 or 9 of them.
It's just, I don't know.
It's hard to watch. It's hard, I mean, for people who traditionally root for underdogs, you know...
And maybe that's what
they're
it is.
They're not pulling fans in.
Yeah,
like,
you're not rooting for the
underdogs. Oh, God, they just have just a tough stretch. You know,
they're somehow finding a way.
Yeah,
good old Patriot ingenuity.
And this Super Bowl was unusual because... Literally, I think all three people that are true Rams fans that live in L.A.
Right. Yeah.
You know, obviously we're disappointed in the game. I don't know what the town of the city of St. Louis is feeling. I'd still be a little bit upset as well.
Sure, if, sure.
Yeah, you know, your the team owner got suddenly know, was hijacked. But, you know, if, and not to harp on bad calls, but if that call wouldn't have been made, I think it would have been a little bit more sentiment towards the Saints if the Saints were playing. I think they would have stood a better chance because you got a veteran quarterback.
Might have been a better matchup if the Saints were in this Super Bowl for sure.
I have another reason.
Okay.
New England cheats. Have we mentioned that yet?
And I do think that plays a little bit into it.
There's been proof.
Right. And I know.
Multiple times, by the way.
And that's the thing. I know that it just gets swept aside and the Deflategate and the Spygate.
Never happened. Who knows? Right?
And we're almost told, oh, are you still bringing up that stupid stuff? You know what I mean? Yeah. But if it was anybody else, you'd be like, seriously? You actually had a guy suspended for 4 games for cheating?
Well, and by the way, we caught some of that in Denver too, right?
Right.
Because we hired a coach and
who
came from New England.
And who is still there now on the staff and was talking to Brady on that last time out.
Part of the culture, right? So, yeah, it eats at you. And, you know, there's multiple reasons to hate it.
You know the bad part about it is that for as much as we hate the Patriots and as much as we are wanting this reign to end, we are witnessing some greatness here and we're not. It's hard to appreciate it because we hate them so much for all of the reasons you guys just named. We're seeing Tom Brady. We're seeing what he's doing and what Belichick is doing is absolutely unbelievable to do in this era, to be that successful year in, year out in this era. Nobody else is doing it. And somehow they're doing it every year, rolling it out like it's just, well, it's just another year. We just go to the Super Bowl. We just win another Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And we kind of are losing the whole, and I'll tell you why I'm thinking about this. Growing up as a kid, I hated Larry Bird and the Celtics. I couldn't stand Larry Bird and the Celtics. I didn't even appreciate them when they were there because the same thing, they're so cocky, they're such jerks. That whole team, McHale was a jerk and Parrish was a jerk and Ainge and
you lose all perspective.
Of them. You lose perspective and you're like, you look back now and you go, man, this is a pretty amazing run. That's pretty,
cool. Yeah.
But I'm in the middle of it right now and I hate them right now and I'm going, oh, I just want them gone.
People hate the penultimate winners.
Yes.
Right?
Because if they weren't winning, we wouldn't hate them. Let's be real clear.
Yeah.
But then there's all the other stuff.
Yeah. They're no longer an underdog. America loves the underdog. And, you know, and then, like I said, there's reasons, like legitimate reasons, that you should dislike them. They have been proven to, you know,
bend some rules, let's say.
And that's not good. Like, you know, so.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, too. Think of, and I haven't looked this up. Think about this. They scored 13 points in the Super Bowl. Isn't that their biggest margin of victory in all of their
Super Bowls have come down to the finish.
8 points or less. 8 points or less.
8 points or less. Their biggest blowout is a 10-point snooze fest that we're having to shake ourselves awake just to keep an eye on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was it. This was the blowout.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
Yeah.
I know they're
up there on stage. The confetti's flying. I'm not, you know, I don't.
I know we can look back on this reign and we can say, hey, they're an eyelash away from winning, what, 9? They could have won 9.
Yeah.
And they also could have won 0.
It's that fine of a line. You literally could have lost, you know, field goal kicks here, little decisions here, timeout here, things like that.
Hand off the ball here.
And that's where, that's where you got to put, you know, the credit where credit's due. Belichick and Brady have been, you know, intertwined over how many years? 15 years?
Yeah, more than that. Yeah,
look at the other teams they've played against. No other coaching staff or quarterback has been together for that amount of time.
Not even close.
There's something.
Yeah, not even close.
There's just something great about that. So you have to appreciate that.
You absolutely do. And here's the thing is that going into the first game in the month of September every season, I think they've already got a 3-game lead in the division.
Yes.
That's been the worst division in football since four. I don't know. Right?
So we figure they have six wins.
They have the luxury of testing things out, getting guys playing time, building a team. During the first quarter, third of a season.
And
then getting strong when it counts.
Yeah.
And they do it. We see it every single year. Absolutely. We're looking at them in October and saying, I don't know, there you got something wrong.
But they're always going to win the division.
They're always
going to have some time to rest guys.
They're always going to have at least one game at home in the playoffs because, hey, you coasted through with a 12-4 record. Yeah, that definitely helps for sure.
Question is now, what happens to the Rams?
Well, they were built for kind of
the hair away.
It was a very short turn. I don't know what their contract situations are like for the defense because all their money's in the defense.
Yeah.
All their money's in the defense.
Yeah, they don't pay the quarterback for a few more years. They were a hair away from not winning that AFC or the NFC championship.
Exactly.
And all those guys on defense are, you know, going to want to continue to get paid.
Aqib Talib, Marcus Peters, there's... You know, three huge contracts you've got
Gurley's
to deal with right
away. Gurley's
got
to be coming up for a contract, doesn't he?
I thought he just got one.
Oh, did he?
Todd Gurley. I thought he just got a contract.
They've got a few.
They recently played Gurley and
Aaron Donald just got signed.
And you talk about – here's the thing is
– Well, I got
– Again, even though the Patriots won the game, you're still searching, okay, who stood out in the game? And Aaron Donald, even though he didn't have a dominant performance, he – still made some noise.
He made some plays.
They did.
You can't fault the Rams for their upfront play. You know who disappeared? Nobody got open. There's not one receiver that I saw make a play.
Does the loss of Kupp hurt him?
Cooper
that much?
Kupp being out of lineup.
Does he?
Being out of lineup had to hurt a little bit because they were throwing. There were a couple throws there toward the end that I'm going. I don't even know who that is. I know you've got Brandon Cooks. But outside of that, you're kind of running thin at the wideout position. But again, it's not like you have the money to go sign somebody else without taking somebody away.
Exactly.
So, yeah, the Rams are going to be interesting to watch because I'm not going to say they're just going to go away, but they're going to have some things to think about and they're going to have some things to try to shore up. Meanwhile, what about the New England Patriots? Is Gronkowski done? He talked about if we win this thing, I might be finished. Is Devin McCourty done?
I think
he could be gone as well.
I don't think
Tom Brady's going anywhere.
They'll come back for another year. They always do.
I don't know if Gronkowski can physically do it. He would be the one that I would think about.
Because
I don't know if he's physically capable.
Look at his year this year. He did not not even come close to dominating.
Did he play?
That's the thing. He couldn't hardly get on the field.
He had some very big play, especially against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Well, he had some incredible plays.
But they kept throwing that slant over the middle. Yeah. You and I could have caught that slant over the middle. He didn't have to do anything.
Yeah. Hey,
Chiefs
man,
couldn't defend anybody.
6'10", and with
his I just don't know. I don't know physically he can go anymore. That's a long season, and he looks like a shell of what he used to be.
It's all about money,
right?
But it's all about money
to the Patriots.
If he says retire, and they say
they're not going to
come back. I mean, they did it with McDaniels, right?
But the Patriots don't care who leaves. They never care.
They're will.
Like, all right, see you later. We'll get somebody else.
Sort of.
We'll go get Aaron Hernandez Jr.
Even in the worst of games, Brady knows he can count on...
throw it up and he'll go get it.
Yeah. And so I think that if Brady comes back and it's a question of we'll give you, three, four, five games off, they'll make a spot for him. They will.
Both of these teams are going to be interesting to watch next year. I don't know. I think the Patriots will be there.
Here's the thing. The Rams, I think Goff may be a little bit better with another year under his belt, another year under the coach.
Should be.
Kupp coming back, I think, is a big deal for them. They're going to have some more competition because if you think about the Seahawks, we're really coming on later half of the year, and then San Francisco will be healthy at the quarterback position again.
Yeah.
The Patriots?
They skate
same
again.
Old, same old.
They skate again.
Seriously, who is going to compete?
They don't have
Buffalo?
Anyone.
Well,
no. They don't have Miami? No.
Jets?
The Jets?
Nope.
No.
There isn't anybody in that division that's going to even
begin
to compete
playoffs.
With them.
Right. You leave it up to the playoffs to decide.
And then you're looking at the Chiefs? Honestly, you're looking in the AFC.
Although Indianapolis, yeah, you know, the Colts should ought to be signs. Better. Yeah, and, maybe. And I was very encouraged by, you know, Luck's progress. I almost didn't know if he was going to play again, right?
When was the last time a guard made that much difference for an entire
team?
They
went and rebuilt that offensive line.
Oh, man. And then they got rookie of the year in the second round.
If your quarterback doesn't get sacked 60 times a year, it makes a difference, right?
Wow.
Don't say that too loud in this area because we haven't figured that out yet.
Yes. And I would say after every game, the Achilles heel of the Chiefs was their defense.
Right.
They've got some talent. They just didn't have a coach.
Yeah.
Their next coach is going to be a big, big choice for that team next year.
Well, hey, they go this year. They may win it all this year if they had anything defensively.
Yeah.
You didn't have to be good. If you just aren't horrible defensively, we might be talking about the Kansas City Chiefs right now as being the Super Bowl champions.
Ford doesn't line up offsides.
But the whole game, though, it was all plays like that.
Yeah.
All those third and tens in the overtime. Again and again and again. The Kansas City Chiefs, and we kept hearing it all year, oh, no, they're better than you think. No, they weren't. They were probably worse than we think.
It was a pretty slim margin, but that's ultimately what ended up, you know, being their demise.
Yeah.
So.
And here's the thing, too, is fortunately for them, they've got another 2 to 3 years.
Oh.
Of having Patrick Mahomes under a rookie deal.
Yeah, he's still got that tiny
contract.
Once
they sign him,
well, it doesn't matter.
Then things will change.
I don't think it matters. I think, you know, it's like having an Aaron Rodgers. They're going to be good for a long time if you have a good quarterback.
You're never out of a game.
You're never out of a game.
Right.
So yes, you do have to be a little more, you know, frugal with
But you got
the,
you just
got to
be smart and you hope that the quarterback helps.
Well, in the court, and he, you know, that he'll help, right?
Right. Well, but
hey,
speaking
listen,
of Aaron Rodgers,
if you know, they've done it, so Kansas City has, you know, found some formula of getting good offensive players. And I'm just talking about the offensive side of the ball, but you know, they've dug deep in the draft. They've found the Hills.
Right.
You know, they found the Hunts, even though he's gone, but they'll find another one.
He's doing other
and they'll
things.
Work it into their, you know, Andy Reid is a good coach.
Very.
He's going to find a way to find players and then make an offense around them. He's one of the, you know, instead of forcing it, he'll figure out a way. We're in trouble in the West.
Well, they're going to be a good team. Do you wonder if more teams are going to start looking on womenbeaters.com for football
players?
Well, I think they already do.
We've got a few of them.
You know, it's not if they are. It's that's what's happening. It's just whether they, you know, find them before TMZ does. So,
Super Bowl 53, it was tough to watch, but I guess the Patriots won, and we're going to just leave it at that. Hey, while we have some friends joining us, we have a few more things we want to get to this week. Never fear, I know that football is over, but it is going to be a jam-packed week for us here at The Dose. Hey, I have to say thank you all so much for listening to The Daily Dose on your Monday. For all of you that reach out to us, that give us feedback, that tell us what you like about the show, that share the show with a friend, thank you so much. It is appreciated. Hey, remember, if you're not subscribed to The Dose wherever you listen, please make sure you click that little subscribe or follow button so you don't miss a single episode. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all tomorrow. Have a great Monday.